the olden days, we did crazy things. One of the interesting things we did on the 4th of July was shoot cannons in front of my house on the beach. Carl Heinmiller, who was the magistrate and the law in town, decided that he wanted to shoot his black powdered cannon at a target on the beach and wondered if we could do it in front of my house. And I said, sure.
I'm going to interrupt you because I was under the understanding it was during the fair. I saw it scheduled during a fair event.
That's a long time ago. It might have been. It might have been during the fair. He had a kind of looked like a miniature cannon like you have at the fort that they shoot off to, you know, start the ceremonies for the fourth and then at dusk. But it had round wooden wheels on it. And it was at least, it probably was 70 caliber, 75 caliber. Big ball, you know, about the size of a boulder marble. And we did this for a couple, 2 or 3 years, and then it just became too dangerous. We would set up a sheet of plywood down at the water line, and then we would put cans of beer, strap that on there, and balloons and different things, and we'd shoot at that. But occasionally we'd miss the plywood and watch that ball skip across the water, across to the other side maybe, but I'm sure it wouldn't go that far. Even though Carl was older, you could see the little kid in him, in his face. He loved it, loved it, loved it. And he was smoking a cigar, and so he'd take his cigar and put it on the fuse and say, "Fire in the hole!" And some time would go by and boom, it'd go. And, you know, I think I was the aimer. And Carl was the guy who lit the fuse. And we got pretty good with that. We would hit those cans of beer and whoosh, the beer would splatter all over everywhere. And I remember one time there was a log down in front of that piece of plywood, and we had yelled, "Fire in the hole," and here comes this big black lab walking along the log, and the cannon is like aimed down in that general direction. And that served us notice that this was dangerous stuff. And there would be a whole raft of people that would be out there watching this. And we thought, well, what if a kid ran out there or something? So that was pretty much the coup de grace for the cannons on the beach. But while we were doing it, we had fun.